I have a feeling that spring is in the air, not just here in London, but in all sorts of other locations. And perhaps that's a mood, a spirit, a certain flavour that might impact this week's Global Countdown. Fernando Gustavcheco is here. What do you say, Fernando? Happy spring? That's not a thing, is it? I don't know.
I think we should start saying happy spring.
Let's do it.
We had such a severe winter here. I'm not even saying it was that cold, Tom, but it was very grey. We need some sunshine in our lives.
It was gloomy.
It was quite gloomy, I have to say.
Are we talking about tracks that are going to put spring in our step, but spread a little sunshine, Fernando? Is that the vibe you're going for?
That's certainly the vibe. So today is kind of a special Global Countdown. I say this every week. Don't worry.
They're always special.
Yeah, they're always special. So this one is the Spring Music Part 1. We're back here next week with another selection of 5 tracks. I hope it's a good mix for you. We're going to start with, this is a very optimistic track. In fact, the whole song's about loving yourself. Shall we have a listen? It's the French group L'Impératrice. We all love them. I'm very excited about the new album coming out in June. But that's the first single. And the name, it's in Portuguese, of the song. Me dá igual by L'Impératrice. I wonder if there will be some sort of a Brazilian or Portuguese connection to the new album, because Me Dá Igual is like, give me the same. But if you, of course, the majority of the lyrics are in French. And as I was saying, it's very optimistic. It's a song that, you know, asks you to feel beautiful, basically.
Okay.
Very beautiful.
I like it.
Yeah.
Easy synth stylings with a bit of a French accent. That could be a bit of a Olympic hit, couldn't it, later in the summer, maybe? A bit of a moment?
Absolutely. And you know what? I'm very excited, of course, for the Olympics. I wonder which French artist will be there at the opening ceremony, the closing ceremony. I mean, L'Impératrice got a chance. They've been going on since 2012. They are quite popular outside France as well. So, you know, that could be a pick there for the Olympics.
Interesting one to look out for. Let's keep things skipping along. Number four,
a new generation of K-pop. Of course, the genre is now so big that it's hard to say that all K-pop is the same. I don't think that's the case. So, for example, our next track, I didn't know this, but there's some influence of a subgenre called plug, which is some sort of type of trap music.
Trap.
Exactly.
Okay. I wondered where you were going with that one, Fernando.
Let's have
behave yourself. This is a family program, Fernando.
Oh, yes. It's the girl group Illit with Magnetic. Did you feel the plug?
I possibly. Something made me feel somewhat uncomfortable, Fernando, so it could have been that. Maybe this is just how I'm sitting. I don't love that. Can I be honest?
I don't like to
kind of bring a downer to these upbeat tracks, but that one, that was a bit of a struggle for me.
It's all good. It's all good. I mean, can you imagine if someone just woke up listening to this? I mean,
oh my God. That would be the quintessential waking nightmare, as far as I'm concerned.
But let's go back something more kind of Tom friendly, perhaps.
Okay, yes, let's do it.
He's an English producer. His name is Tourist. That's his kind of musician name. The song is Valentine. So this song's quite hypnotic as well. So we're talking here about the Olympics. So in the video for that song, there's this kind of synchronized swimming, you know, doing all their kind of their dances and beautiful movements. So I think this is more kind of, it's electronic. There's a good beat, but maybe less frenetic.
Okay,
as Illit.
That's what we need. Should we have a listen?
Let's do it. It's a bit shoegazy in a way. There is kind of, I don't know, something mysterious about this track. I love it very much.
I like that. It's good vibes. Now, Faye, are these all on the Monaco Radio playlist then?
Absolutely.
As part of a spring spruce up, if you like.
They're all new additions to the playlist, and I just want to kind of show to our listeners, because sometimes I know a lot of people listen to Monaco Radio on the podcast, but I think they should listen to it live sometimes as well. I think it's a good experience. Plenty of good music.
Exactly.
There.
These are the little gems they might miss.
Exactly.
If they only listen to non-linear formats. What are we up to? Three. Number two. We're getting there. What have you got for me? Nearly at the top of the tree.
We're going back to France here. And this guy, he's fun. I mean, basically, his music's kind of 80s pastiche, but done well. He's a funk musician, but don't worry, there's a lot of synths. He loves to be shirtless and wearing big sunglasses.
Okay.
So, I mean, we're talking spring here, but I think he's very summer.
He's summer ready.
Very, very. I mean, even the name of the track, which we're going to listen to it. He is Dabeul with Body Heat.
Sorry, it's coursing with 80s synth energy.
Yes. I mean, you should look at his face as well. I mean, he's so 80s. I mean,
okay.
It's incredible. And I believe he was performing in London only yesterday.
Okay.
A sold-out gig, I have to say.
Okay, so people are loving the vibe. Maybe it's because he's so relentlessly summery and upbeat and shirtless.
Exactly.
People can't get enough.
We like that. We like that.
That is a good sunny spring track. I wonder what direction you're taking us in with this week's number one pick, Fernando.
Well, number one, I was almost forced to add this song to the playlist. I'm joking, because I like this song very much. But it's the wonderful Beyoncé. I mean, it's inevitable. She is the biggest pop star around, and she just released her country album, which the critics loved it. I mean,
do you make of that, Fernando? Because, you know, there's been lots of different views. Is there a cynicism to it? Is it just smart? Is it a triumph of a sort of branding exercise? What's the Pacheco take?
You know what? I like it. I don't mind a little bit of cynicism. It's pop music. We always had that. And you know what? You know, she did grow up in Texas, and I think she does have a beautiful voice. Of course, I didn't like all the tracks in the album. I think some critics gave 5 stars. Maybe I would give 4 stars out of 5.
Okay.
But this song...
That's pretty brutal judgment from the usually upbeat Fernando, I must say.
No, but this song, it's my favorite, I have to say. And there's been a lot of chat here in the office because some people said, Fernando, you should add Yaya or this other track. But I said, I think Bodyguard is such a great tune. It reminds me of the 90s. I don't know why. I want to hear your take as well, Tom. This is the lovely Beyoncé with Bodyguard. You said maybe it's not that country, the track I chose. Maybe I decided that, you know, maybe I didn't want to.
I would like to know whether you've played that to bluegrass aficionado Andrew Miller and asked for his view as something of a country stalwart. Have you had this conversation with him about it?
Yeah, I believe he was talking to our staff Chungo as well, our sound engineer here, because she loves Beyoncé, of course, but I have a feeling Andrew liked it, right? I wonder.
Did he?
I think Steph is giving us the thumbs up. So,
God, that's wrong-footed me.
Yes.
I'll have to go and talk to him. Is he all right? He's not a blow to the head, is
no,
he?
I don't know.
No one dropped a grand piano on him as he's walking around in Leytonstone, did they?
But don't you remind the 90s, this track that we just heard? There's something quite gentle, something, a song that you would listen when you're driving around.
Possibly.
Perhaps Texas.
It possibly wasn't what I was listening to when I was driving around in the 90s, Fernando, in my Mark II Volkswagen Golf. But, you know, interesting. A really interesting selection. And I definitely feel that springtime vibe, which I like. The evenings are brighter. The temperature is eking its way
gradually
upwards.
I'm almost wearing shorts, so.
Well, you've got a t-shirt and you're wearing some kind of palm frondery t-shirt motif. So I feel like summer's on the way. Fernando, you spread some rays of audio sunshine with that selection. Thanks very much.